You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
What's up, friends? Welcome to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show. Presented by SportsbookWire.com. I'm your host, Jeff Clark, a sports betting analyst over at SportsbookWire.com. It's Thursday, December 2nd. We got a five-game slate in the association tonight. I have three best bets. I'm doing pretty good this week. Your boy's 5-3 as of Wednesday. Went 2-1 on Wednesday, 1-1 on Tuesday, and 2-1 on Monday. So we're cashing some tickets. Hopefully we can keep the good momentum going and or rolling and cash some winners for the rest of this week. First, let me shout out the sponsor of this podcast, our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions apply. You must be 21 or older to play. Please see the website for details. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey. That's 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Once again, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. Okay, let's talk about the NBA slate tonight. So again, I have three best bets. My three best bets on Thursdays, the December 2nd NBA slate, are the Bucks minus 4.5. These odds are presented to us, or I'm using the odds from our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. So Bucks right now are minus 4.5. I'm going to take them now. I'm flirting with the money line over there instead, but for the purposes of this podcast and the number that I'm going to be held accountable for will be the Bucks minus 4.5. I also am going to take the Knicks plus 2.5. And then the final bet that I like here is the Spurs plus 4.5 at Portland. But let's talk about the slate real quick. Again, this is Thursday. The first game tipping off, at least in the 7:30 Eastern Standard window, is the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks, again, are favored 4.5. Money line's minus 190, plus 155 for the Toronto Raptors. Total is 214.5. Again, I'm on the Bucks here. If it's a trap spot, I don't know. What do you want me to say? The Bucks are better than their record indicates. They've won 8 straight since Chris Middleton returned to action. And over that span, they have the best net efficiency in the league. They look like the champions. They're a game and a half out of first place, I think, behind the Brooklyn Nets in the East. Again, they're better than the record indicates. They're going to run down Brooklyn. They're probably going to win somewhere in north of 60 games, maybe high 50s. I don't know. Either way, I expect them to be the first seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs when it starts. And barring serious injury to Middleton, Giannis, or poor COVID luck, perhaps the Bucks are going to roll through the East and through their competition here in the meat of the NBA calendar, or entering the All-Star break, or as the games get played, I guess we can say. Also, the Bucks are 7-1 with a plus 16.2 points per 100 possessions versus bad teams. They just crush bad teams, and this is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, against bottom 10 defenses, Milwaukee's 5-1 with a plus 16 efficiency differential, or points per 100 possessions, again, according to cleaningtheglass.com. Also, Toronto just like can't find its groove at home. They're 2-8 overall and 1-9 against the spread, with the fifth worst efficiency differential and second worst ATS margin in Toronto. So Jurassic Park isn't helping out the Raptors at this point. I do think there is going to be progression or back to the mean. I think that's the way you put it. I don't know, whatever. I think Toronto will start playing well at home eventually. I just don't see it happening against the Milwaukee Bucks on Thursday. And the Bucks actually do or should be motivated due to past results versus the Raptors. The Bucks have actually lost two straight versus the Raptors in this game. Both were at home, and both were by double digits. So maybe the Bucks have that on their mind still and want to keep the good momentum rolling. I don't see as though they're going to take their foot off the paddle in this game versus the Toronto Raptors. Also, Toronto could be missing some wing depth and a 3-and-D guy. OG Anunoby is already announced out, and Gary Trent Jr. is trending towards not playing. He's questionable right now. OG Anunoby is their third best on-off court, or has their third highest on-off court net rating for the Toronto Raptors. Gary Trent is fourth, so those are two starting basketball players or players in the starting five for Toronto that could be out. So again, this could be a trap spot with the Bucks because a said regression or progression for Toronto at home. But whatever, if I'm trapped, I guess I'm falling for it. Next game on the docket here is a game I also like. It's the Chicago Bulls visiting the New York Knicks, obviously Madison Square Garden, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time tip-off. The Bulls are favored 2.5. The total is 209.5. I'm taking the Knicks here at plus 2.5. Knicks have performed slightly better versus quality competition. They're 6-4 straight up with a plus efficiency differential and the 9th best ATS margin. This is versus top 10 teams in net rating. The Bulls are 3-4 straight up, so losing record minus. Slightly minus efficiency differential and a little worse against the spread, again, versus top 10 teams. New York has edges on the basketball floor or basketball-based strengths on weaknesses that they can exploit in this matchup. Chicago actually attempts a high volume of mid-range shots through DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, but New York is 6th in defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range jumpers. This is, again, according to CleanandGlass.com, which is one of my go-to sources for NBA analytics. They remove garbage time from their stat tracking. So, big fan of what they do over there. But I'll incorporate a whole bunch of different sources, and I'll do my best to to reference them and attribute them when I'm using said sources. Anyways, Knicks, a little deeper than Chicago as well. They're 3rd in bench points per game, 2nd in bench plus minus, whereas Chicago's 28th in bench points per game, 13th in plus minus. They split the season series so far 1-1 with the road team winning and covering each matchup. But in New York's October 28th victory over the Bulls, Julius Randle, their leading scorer, actually had an off shooting night. He only scored 9 points on 27% shooting, but the Knicks won 3 of the 4 quarters and the game outright. And I think all things are equal, so I do want to take the home team in the spot. These teams have split the 8 quarters and the 4 factors over the 2 games so far this year. I mean, sure, the road team has won and covered the first 2 Bulls-Knicks meetings this year, but I think that trend breaks Thursday because generally role players do perform better at home. And like we just discussed, the Knicks have more depth. They're also reconfiguring their rotation for what I think is the better. They removed Kemba Walker from the starting lineup and replaced him with Alec Burks. So I actually think Alec Burks helps on both ends, and pretty sure the stats back that up. But I'm taking the home dog here with the Knicks, plus 2.5. Again, tips off 7:30 time. The next game here on the slate, which I have no action on, is an 8 o'clock game between the 6 and 15 Oklahoma City Thunder and the 11 and 10 Memphis Grizzlies. Excuse me. Right now, the Grizzlies are favored 8.5, and the total is 212.5. I'll give you the market report according to pregame.com. Thunder are getting 81% of the money, 58% of the tickets. But the line has remained 9.5. It hasn't budged off the opener at all. I'm assuming most people are looking at the injury report and noticing John Moran is out. And obviously, it's a big loss for Memphis. So, you know, this theoretically would be a good spot to take OKC, considering SGA is facing the starting point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder is going against Tyus Jones, who's not a good defensive point guard. Also, Oklahoma City just collapsed last night against the Houston Rockets team, so maybe they're motivated by some embarrassment. But plainly speaking, I just don't think Oklahoma City is that good, and I'm nervous that it's a trap spot for them just because money's coming in on them, but that line's not moving. The line's suspiciously large as it is. The Grizzlies without Ja Morant, you can make the argument shouldn't be laying 10.5 or 9.5, against anyone, but Thunder, I guess, are, they're one of the worst teams in the league, and I don't have a good feel for this game, as you can tell, so my sense is that the Grizzlies are probably the better side since the market's betting the Thunder. I think the trendy road dog or the popular road dog gets slaughtered in the spot. Again, no play, so I'll move on. Next game here tips off at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The 4-17 Detroit Pistons visit the 18-3 Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are, of course, on a 17-game winning streak, just coming off an awesome primetime victory over the Golden State Warriors. For me, it's the Pistons or nothing here. I'm going to opt for nothing. Most of the market is on the Suns. The Suns look ahead line was 12.5, but it's ticked down to, 11.5. Pistons are getting 11.5 points. That is due in part to the absence of Devin Booker, who's sidelined with a hamstring injury. It's a sandwich spot for Phoenix. They played with the Warriors on Tuesday night, and then they're going to play the Warriors again on Friday night. And they have a Detroit team that's obviously pretty bad. They're going to be in the hunt for number one pick in this upcoming draft, and Phoenix is looking at the NBA Finals. So I could see them in a sandwich spot without Devin Booker, not coming out there, putting their best foot forward, and I'm falling behind early, even at home. I'm going to look for some opportunities, perhaps, to bet the Phoenix Suns if they're down 5 or 10 points to the Detroit Pistons. I'll make a live bet. But pre-flop, I want no action on this one, so I'll pass. The final game here on the slate is a 10 o'clock Eastern Standard tip-off with the Portland Trailblazers hosting the San Antonio Spurs. Portland's 11-11, and the Spurs are 6-13. The line is Portland favored 4.5. The total is 215.5. I'm taking the Spurs plus 4.5 here. I got two road teams on my bet slip and one home team, but the Blazers could be without three key contributors. They're definitely without Dame Lillard. They're definitely going to be without Nazir Little, who is a bench wing for them. I actually really like. He plays good defense and offense. He's got a developing jump shot, and as a player whose future I'm kind of high on. Norman Powell is also questionable, and he's another ball handler and microwave scorer for the Portland Trail Blazers. The Portland Trail Blazers, both those guys are in the top five and on-off net rating for, all three of those players, Dame Lillard, Nas Little, and Norman Powell, have a positive efficiency differential for on-off net rating for the Portland Trailblazers. So those losses could be huge for Portland. DeJounte Murray should light up. Anfernee Simons, the backup point guard or the replacement point guard for Damian Lillard. Spurs actually shoot a ton of mid-range jumpers, and Murray likes to operate in the mid-range. And Portland's actually got the third worst defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range attempts. Also, we talked about this with Toronto, and this is why Toronto could actually be a trap game. But again, if I'm trapped with the Bucks minus 4.5, well, so be it. Take my money. But the Blazers have been unbelievable at home and terrible on the road. I think both splits will come back towards the mean. I'm pretty sure they're 8-1 at home, 9-1 at home. Again, I do think that does come back to the mean a little bit. I know that's contrary to the logic I just used with the Toronto-Milwaukee game, but I think it's going to apply here just because of the injury report for Portland. Also, Greg Popovich versus rookie head coach Chauncey Billups. I give San Antonio a decisive coaching advantage in the spot. Plus, we could fade the market with this one. Most people are betting the Blazers despite their injury report. So There is some value on Portland, or excuse me, San Antonio fading the market. And it looks like we're getting a little bit of reverse line movement. This number opened around 5.5, and it's down at 4.5 at Tipico. So that's the final game on the slate. That's my final best bet. Recap my best bets. I'm liking the Bucks minus 4.5 at the Raptors, the Knicks plus 2.5 at home versus the Bulls, and I like the Spurs plus 4.5 at Portland. Thanks for listening to today's Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. Again, it's Thursday, December 2nd. I hope you guys cash some winners, whether you fade or follow me. All of our listeners in Colorado, New Jersey, check out Tipico Sportsbook. It's your host, Jeff Clark. Peace out until tomorrow.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.